Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Georgia, it's Falchuk to Chloral and Shaw, our Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. It's Misha Finn Baramuji, and I'll be with you for the next half hour or so, bringing you news and music and stories of what's happening in the Irish community here in New Zealand. And we're going to play a few songs along the way as well. Hope you're all enjoying your long weekend. And let's kick off the show with our first song of the day. And we're going to listen to a song from the Frank and Walters called After All. We're going to look at sports news now, and as some of you are probably aware, the Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA Club are celebrating 130 years in the area, and they're looking to do something special this year round, and they've asked people over the years to kind of give them information or to tell any stories that you have, and they're going to collect all the info they can and sort of commemorate the time in the area. And they're also going to have some games in Awakarangi Park in Upper Hutt. That's on next Saturday, the 12th of June. So have a look at your, check out their Facebook page as well. They'll have some information on there, and get in contact with your Irish societies. They can give you more information. But it looks like they're going to have a pretty big day there for sports. And afterwards, I think they're going to get together at the Valley Irish Club for some drinks, and everybody's welcome to come along and, you know, celebrate a fairly kind of a big anniversary, a big landmark for them there. So we're looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather holds up pretty well too. This weekend has turned pretty well after a few wet days during the week, so hopefully we'll have the same again next weekend. And you can, again, like I said, if you have any stories, it'll be love to hear from you. We are going to go along now, and we're going to have another song. And this time we're going to listen to a song from Bell X1 called Alphabet Soup.
Step on, don't walk over cracks, looking over my shoulder to see you looking back over yours, but you were paying the ferryman. Even after Chris said no, you're not more gone, not more gone. No, you're not more gone, not more gone. it's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
A few weeks back, some of the presenters of Capital Irish got together for lunch on a Sunday afternoon. Unfortunately, I couldn't join them because I had something else on at the time, doing some coaching, some kids' football. But there was a good chat, I think, all around about kind of what directions to take the show in. And one of the things that was talked about was moving some of the shows onto a podcast format. So Andy Linton has been doing some sterling work in the background, doing a lot of research, and there's probably going to be more news on that coming up over the next few weeks. So kind of watch the space, and hopefully we'll have some more news for you guys on that in the near future. So we are now going to go to another song, and we are going to listen to Thin Lizzy's version of Whiskey in the Jar.
Ring, dumb-a-doo, dumb-a-da. Wake for my
ocean, and some men like a violin, and some men like to hear a cannonball rolling. But me, I like sleeping, especially in my mileage chamber. But here I am in prison, here I am with a ball and chain.
Don't forget that you can get in touch with us here at Capital Irish through our Gmail address. That is capitalirishradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you and get some feedback. And you can also check us out on our Facebook page. And remember as well that on the Wellington Access Radio website, you can get podcasts of the show. So if you miss any of the last few weeks, some of them are available on there to listen to stream off the website or download as MP3 files as well. So if you miss the shows, like I said, you can listen to them again, or even just pass the links on and the information on to friends and family here and abroad, and anybody can listen to the show, thanks to the magic of the internet. Okay, so let's have a look at what else is happening in the area. So there is a book club in the Hutt Valley Irish Society. So there's a few of us kind of get together maybe once a month, choose a book and discuss it. But we've got a special event happening coming up in June. And that is arranged by Desiree Mulligan. And we're going to celebrate Bloomsday at the Hutt Valley Irish Society for the first time. And it's Bloomsday is basically a celebration of the day, 16th of June, which the events of James Joyce's book Ulysses take place during the course of that day. And every year, kind of in Ireland and around the world, some people get together and dress up or, chat about James Joyce and the book, and it's kind of an opportunity for book lovers to celebrate. So there's going to be an event the event is going to be on Saturday, June 19th at the Hutt Valley Irish Society. That's at 12 Raroa Road in Lower Hutt. And just kind of reading the piece here in the newsletter, they're saying that they encourage everyone to imagine it's 1904, bring a place, wear costume or dress of the period if you want. Some people are going to do some extracts and read from the book, including Loretta Egan, who's still in the region and is kindly offered to come along and do a piece for us from the book. Probably going to do some Molly Bloom stuff on there. And there's going to be a COHA entry as well, and the proceeds will go towards the Raise the Roof campaign for repairing the roof out there. So like I said, it's a good event. Get along there if you can. And we're going to have another piece of music. And we are going to listen to Don't Go by the Hothouse Flowers. I think I chose this one because Eurovision was on fairly recently. And one of the years that Ireland hosted it, I think the Hothouse Flowers song was played while they were doing the kind of their version of the halftime break. So let's give it a listen.
Senses and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in the swirl. Don't go, don't leave now, now, now. While the sun is shining, stick around, laugh a while. My toes are submerged in the water and it feels good. Children playing, building castles on the shoreline like a painting that love the Lord. It feels so fine. Don't go, don't leave town now, now. While the sun smiles,
Okay, we're coming up towards the end of the show. Hopefully you enjoy the rest of your Sunday and enjoy the day off tomorrow as well. Just a few more bits and pieces to tidy up before we go. If you get a chance, make sure that you check out the Wellington Embassy's website and subscribe to their newsletter. There's a lot of useful information in there that's sent out by the Embassy, so it's worth checking out. And also check with your Irish societies, the Wellington one and the Hutt Valley, to see what events are happening, and check as well, like I said at the top of the show, the GAA, Wellington and Hutt Valley GAA Club are hosting an event next week, so get along there and support them if you can. I also want to give a shout out to Dermot Coffey. He's a GP down in Christchurch, and he has been hosting some Irish lessons via Zoom over the last couple of months. He's doing a pretty outstanding job there. I don't know how he has the time to do all that he does and raise a family and do his GP work. And I know he's active in the cycling community down there as well. Get in touch if you can with Dermot Coffey. If you get in touch with us here at the show, we can pass on the details of that Zoom call. And the format it takes is from about 7:30 each Wednesday, they run some lessons, and then the second hour from about 8:30 to 9:30 is sort of a group chat, group Quora. So if you get an opportunity to call in or to dial into one of those, I think it's worthwhile. It's a good way to learn the language and to get to know some of the people in the area. So I'm just going to play you out with a bit of Sultans of Ping FC with Where's My Jumper, and see you all again soon. Slán.
Put it to the test, so took a trip down to meet the anarchist party. I met a groovy guy, he was arty farty. Said, I know a little Latin and a cuss and a kite. Said, I don't know what it means. He said, neither do I. Eat natural food, bake twice daily. Fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper?
jumper I know. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Pure new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. And my mother will be so, so angry. And my brother will be so, so angry. And my girlfriend will be so, so angry. And my dog will be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, we couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, Hutt Valley Irish Society and Butler's Chocolates. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.